Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, are you hungry, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're working a 12-hour shift, aren't you?
And you're only earning £7 an hour.
Yeah,
you can't even afford to eat here.
Bro, you're hungry, aren't you?
Nah, okay, stop. You look like you've played that before.
Yeah, try this duck chow mein.
You ain't had nothing like that. You know that's my favorite. You know.
Right, guys, we're back with another banger. Another banger, as we would say. Oh my days. Yeah, and as you already know, we hit it straight from the jump.
Yeah, yeah. So sorry, Karen.
That's killing me. The ad-lib killed. I wasn't expecting that. As you know, guys, we go straight to the source, and the question of the week was, you like this one. Craziest thing you found on someone's phone, part two.
After I thought you were gonna do that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Part two.
Wow. Obviously,
we haven't done this one in over like a year or so, and that one slapped.
That one was my favorite question of the week of all time.
Yeah, I've never seen you laugh like that. Mm. Your eyes nearly fell out your sockets.
The flipping
guns and grenades from Somalia.
Yeah. Sent me.
Yeah. That will always be like a top five moment.
Yeah.
Right. Craziest thing you found on someone's phone, part two. In his notes, he had a list of porn stars he's ever watched and rated them out of 10.
Wow.
That's a different level.
Yeah, rated them out of 10. A man said Lisa Ann, 8. Yeah. Sarah J,
7.
7, depending. If it's a BBC thing?
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah, it depends.
Oh my days. I found naked photos of my dad's side chick on my uncle's phone. Wild.
That's horrible.
Red was deep in it. Dad's side chick on my uncle's phone.
How do you know it's his dad's side chick?
Hey, that's a close-knit family. Apart from the mum, that's a close-knit family.
Wow.
A video of my boyfriend getting his ass ate from the eater's POV.
From it? Nah, bro.
I should put the heartbreak emoji.
Oh, from the eater's POV. Oh, brother.
That's so close.
You're watching your own man just look back.
Oh, God. From the eater's POV is hilarious.
That's so funny.
When I was 14, my boy had a step-by-step manual on how to lick his girl out on his phone.
Come on, man.
Damn.
That's intense.
Step-by-step manual. A text saying, I'm going to break up with her soon. I just need to figure out how.
Wow.
Yeah, that's peak.
I would hate so much to read that.
So would I.
I'd really, really, really hate to read
so
that.
So would I.
Because that's just the rugs.
Yeah.
Traits from under your feet.
Yeah, facts.
Just, and obviously you have to break up with him on that
point. Facts,
bro.
Damn. Bank transfers from my girlfriend to him. To him.
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 He's really him.
He's really him. He knows who he is as well. To
She's
him.
Funding next man's lifestyle.
Ah, bank transfers.
Ah. Livid.
Pictures of another girl wearing nothing but his t-shirt that I washed and ironed. Oh my God.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Washed and ironed.
Yeah. Damn.
Wow.
Just her doing that pretty.
Yeah. The next thing smelled like, wow, you got that good ironing water.
Like,
you got that good
like,
yeah, is yeah, it? Yeah, I don't really
I like
pay
to
attention.
Fresh,
yeah, you know. Cleaner sorts, that kind of stuff.
I just mind my business. Yeah, I go about my day.
Bills.
Facts. My boyfriend's side chick confirming their ultrasound appointment.
bro. That. That is crazy.
Confirming their ultrasound appointment.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Ooh.
I can't imagine how he would have felt when that just the whole thing got exposed.
Are you ready for that ultrasound on Wednesday? I'll drop everything in my hands.
Bro, everything.
Man's just on P, like, babe, just checking. Have you set an alarm for tomorrow? Why, what's tomorrow? Your ultrasound, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
Oh, listen, I'd keep playing. I'd have to keep playing. Headphones in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo, I can't really hear you, man, properly. What you say that again?
Man. Comms.
Babe, later. Fam.
My heart. You'd see my heart beating out my chest.
I would face the TV. She'd block the TV, but I'll still be facing the TV.
She was sat in front of me and you'd see my nose bleeding. You see my nose gushing with blood.
The ultrasound, isn't it? Oh, I'd want the world to swallow me.
Oh, fat.
Jesus Christ. That's scary, man.
That's
scary.
That's hella scary, bro. Hours.
I checked his search history and it said, how to hide your gay side from your girlfriend.
Your gay side.
Side.
It's not even your whole identity. It's just a side.
How to hide your gay side from your girlfriend.
Wow. That would break my heart. Yes, because he's trying his best.
Yeah, it's peak, bro. It's like, is it a mixture of betrayal, like sadness for yourself, sadness for them, a mixture of like, was it me that changed you? Like, there's so many questions you'd ask yourself.
You'd make me want to tell him, just go fuck a guy.
Bro.
This whole hiding yourself, like.
Just do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do and come back. Or don't.
Don't come back. Don't come back. My ex-boyfriend had hundreds of pics of himself doing duck lips. Just like doing up.
Hundreds.
Oh dear.
Yeah, that's a lot.
He was subscribed to his sister's only.
Okay, let's not do this.
Him Googling photos of period sex whilst we're at a bar.
Oh, that's making me feel sick.
My sex tape not filmed with him.
Ooh.
That's peak. That's very peak.
She found that on whose phone? My sex tape not filmed with him. She found a video of her.
Yeah.
Getting banged by a next man on his phone.
On his phone. So it's twofold. It's either he's waiting for the right time to broach the topic to tell her about it. Or he's bashing to this. On a fantasy team.
Yeah, he's fapping like, to it on a cuck thing.
Yeah, I love seeing my girl getting absolutely
I'm not even
going to
bring this up. That's yucky.
Toenail pics. Not the manicured ones, but the infected.
The fungus ones.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yuck, them yellow thick ones.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know they stink.
Ooh.
You know they stink.
Yeah, facts. Him DMing celebrities on IG saying, what you doing? Like, say he's going to get a response.
Plural.
Celebrities, bro.
What are you doing?
Mad.
That's so embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
That's one thing, because that's like my secret little playtime.
Yeah.
That's my secret little playtime. So if you're going to, don't beef me about it.
Yeah, don't beef me and don't expose me.
Yeah.
Don't beef me,
just
don't
leave
expose
me to
me.
It,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's my happy place.
Yeah, facts. Because one day one might reply.
Facts, and you never know. Male moaning ASMR on my boyfriend's phone. Mad. My credit card information. Yeah, you know your life's ruined. If your credit card information is on their phone, peak.
Oh, that's horrible.
That is horrible. Voice notes to his side chick 1 week after sending out our wedding invitations.
Oh my God. I bet they weren't condolences either. I bet those voice notes weren't condolences.
They definitely weren't condolences.
Babe, I'm still going to have free time, man. Yeah. Why are you acting up?
Why are you acting up? It's the marriage. It's for Instagram,
babe. I'm trying to keep my mom happy, man. Yeah, like, facts, where am I family, man?
Facts, bro.
Come on, man. You know what you mean to me.
Facts. That's
you know
what
you
know
mean
what
you
to
mean
me. Man, chin up, babe.
Come on, man. And you know I have to marry a Muslim. Exactly. You know that. You know that I have to marry a Muslim.
It's a religious thing.
It's a religious thing, man.
It's just
going to
pattern well.
Yeah,
come on, man. I'll see you next weekend, as promised.
Stop being silly,
stop
man.
Stop being silly. Give me a kiss, man.
Yeah.
Blow daddy a kiss, man. Come on.
Oh, come on, man. Tell me, say. Tell you me know what? Nice, you know what I want to hear?
Tell me something nice before I lock off the phone. Yeah. Tell me something sexy.
Tell me something. What are you wearing?
Yeah. Matter of fact, what are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
Matter of fact, show me. Show me something,
man.
Is it matching? Yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on, man.
All right, last one. A craziest thing you found on someone's phone. Found out my dad was cheating on my mum. Told my mum and she said, I know.
The mum's always known. Middle-aged wives, they know and they just shut up about it. And they get vexed when the kids bring it up. I don't need you to tell me, man.
That would be my worst nightmare. Me unbeknownst and my kid comes to me and says, Dad, scared, crying. Dad, mum's cheating on you. I'd be like, what? I'd be like, what do you even know about all of these things?
Well, you know about cheating,
what do you
bro?
Know about cheating and what do you think cheating is?
It's your mother.
It's your mother you're talking about. Respect her. But also pass me your phone.
Yeah. What
also,
do you know?
Well, what do you, tell me what you know.
What do you know?
Because that, oh, I'd break down.
And you have to save face. You can't see, you can't drop to your knees in front of your son.
No.
You can't drop to your knees in front of your son.
I can't show weakness like that.
Yeah,
as soon as he learns out and closes the door, I'm holding that door and breaking down.
Don't be stupid, man.
Come
on, man. This is not cheating, bro. You got all mixed up. Like, go play.
Yeah.
He'll hear a thud as soon as he leaves.
He'll be like, you scream, Daddy, you all right?
And then he'll be like,
I'll take a couple seconds to answer.
Yeah, he'll hear me like, I'm fine.
Nah.
Go outside, that's when you snap.
Yeah. Go outside.
I said, go outside.
You're just there.
Okay. I'm on all fours looking at. I said, go outside.
Like, Dad, what are you doing on the floor?
Stand up.
Arise, bro.
I dropped a contact, bro. Arise. Go outside.
Yeah, facts, bro. Oh, my days. Long.
Oh, you see claw marks in the carpet.
Yeah, long. That's a nightmare. That's a huge nightmare.
it's a massive one. It reminds me of, I don't know why it reminds me of this. Sometimes, I think it's because when we're in LA, we listen to it, and I hadn't listened to it in the first time. Mm. The Justin Timberlake, what goes around comes back around. Okay. When Scarlett JoJo's just banging his brethren.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why in that 3-minute music video, I got upset. For JT, I was upset. Because the bridge wasn't even Leng. Mm. He was just any bread. Some chubby don, bro. Yeah. Some alcoholic bread.
Yeah.
And just moving to JT's girl, bro. And she's having it.
She was having it.
She was fully having it from jump.
Mad. That was such an album. The Future Sex Love Sound album, no? Or no?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's from Future Sex Love Sounds.
Such an album. Mm. Anyway, welcome to the show, guys. Welcome back.
Was that the last one? Nice.
That was the last one, yeah.
Fair play. Real quick, guys, because I know like 40% of you are American. This is ass.
I've literally never had Mountain Dew.
It tastes like original Lucozade.
Oh, there are different flavors though. There are different flavors.
Is there?
I'm sure there are.
This is the original flavor, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Just green?
I'm sure there are different flavors.
Bro, like peach and all sucks. This is so shit.
I'll swear.
And it's got so much sugar in it, and it tastes awful. And obviously, I'm drinking because I have no other option at this point. But I'm not impressed.
What flavor is it meant to be giving? Like lime?
Do you want to try?
Yeah, let me sky it. Is it like lime or something?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously sky it. It's buzz, right?
Yeah, I see what you're saying about the Lucozade thing.
Original Lucozade just tastes like nothing.
Yeah, and there's hardly any fizz.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Oh, no, that's because I shook it.
Yeah, but still. It's a weird drink. Yeah, it's actually arse.
This is dead.
Fair. Actually very arse. But I'm sure there are different flavors of Mountain Dew.
There needs to be something. But anyway, welcome back, guys. Thank you for coming back and joining us on this beautiful Monday. The weather is starting to peak a little bit. It was a little bit overcast earlier, but we're having a few rays of sunshine. It's a 30% drizzle. 19% humidity today in London.
Standard.
21.5 degrees Celsius. And
give or take.
You are chilling here with your boys, J Money and Fire Lord Fwegs, and we're here to hit you with another juicy, juicy episode of Shits and Gigs.
Standard.
Episode 291. We're slowly closing on episode 300. Standard. I'm trying to do my Anchorman voice today.
I can see.
Yeah. I'm trying working. To flow with it. It's working. We're closing on episode 300, guys, and it would be really, really nice if you just want to like gift us like 200,000 subs by the time we get to episode 300. That would round us up to a peng milli, and it would just be one wholesome celebration. So we don't need to celebrate twice.
Facts.
But anyway, obviously, guys, you know where I'm getting at. If you are watching on YouTube, please, 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 please subscribe to the channel. We really, 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 really want that million.
Just click the button, bro.
Just facts. Just it's a little red button, thing. Bro. Just man, just flick that. Mm. Yeah. And it means nothing to you. It means everything to us. So please jump on that. If you are listening on any of the audio platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, et cetera, please leave us a nice review, follow the page.
Yes, sir.
And guys, if you want to indoctrinate yourself, if you actually want to be part of the family, if you want to feel good on a day-to-day basis, you need to head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs give your daddies £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P to S&G so that we can grow this. We can cultivate this, grow this, and start implementing brick and mortar.
Facts.
It doesn't have to be a screen to screen thing. It's a brick and mortar thing. And over at Patreon, whilst you're waiting for that brick and mortar, you can binge 3 years worth of episodes. Mm-hmm. You can jump in the Discord. You get early access to live show tickets. You get early access to merch. You get early access to literally anything that's going on. And you get exclusive rights to a cheeky little something that's going to be coming out in the next few months, okay?
Facts.
So I'm not going to say too much.
Facts.
But there's something juicy coming out in the next few months. That's all I'm going to do. I'm planting seeds. Accountability seeds.
Yeah, man. They need to grow.
They need to grow. Right, guys. So it is time for that stupid little game we call Top 5.
Top 5.
And
wait, Rem's the leader now, isn't it?
Rem's in charge. Was it 5-4-2?
Yeah, 5-4-2. But let's make sure that the rules are set out.
That's one thing.
Let's do that. Okay.
The rules need to be ironed out because I'm tired of just the misleading, the deceit.
All right.
The lies.
I'm not even grabbing my board until you tell me what's going on.
Let me even remember what today's top five is.
Fam, I'm thirsty and I don't want to drink this anymore. There's no water in there.
What else is there?
There's alcohol.
Oh, that apple juice is
and there's old apple juice bubbly. In it. Fermented apple juice, bro. Anyway, what is it? B.
Largest countries by size. That's easy. There's no maths around it. There's no wiggle room. It's just
country. So is this like just landmass?
Yeah.
Largest. Are you saying yeah? Do you know?
It is. It is largest countries by size. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
I'm locked in. Am I confident? Another question.
I'm not really confident.
Jimmy, you locked?
I'm locked. I actually don't care anymore.
You do.
I know I do, but...
You do care. I'm not taking that.
All right. One thing, I guess you'll clarify when you do it, but one thing I wanted to write, but did everyone's locked, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing I wanted to clarify, but I didn't. I wanted to put Antarctica.
Okay.
Because I know that's a big, big, big landmass, but I don't think it's country. I don't think it has a flag.
No, it's just... That's,
it's just like, it's a continent,
yeah,
though.
It's classed as a continent, yeah. So I don't, that doesn't
And there's
count.
No countries in it.
That doesn't count.
Cool, so, I didn't write it.
Okay, cool. That doesn't count.
All right, I put USA, Russia, China, Australia, and Brazil.
Yeah. Rem?
Mine are the exact same as
James. I swear.
Exact same.
Prove it, son.
Ellis?
Russia, USA, Australia, Canada, and Germany.
Canada's a pretty big country.
That's a good shout.
I was going to write Canada.
I don't know why I didn't put China. So stupid.
China by number, but it doesn't necessarily mean, because I was going to write Nigeria, but that's number.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean land.
Yeah, I hear you.
You going to talk from 10 first? You got,
no.
Do you have, no.
You just okay, cool. Five?
Five. Yeah.
All right, cool. Go on then.
Russia, obviously.
Gang.
Cool.
Canada.
Is shit. Canada. I was going to write Canada. Well done, Ellis.
All right. Second. Ellis, go.
Third, China.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Fourth, USA. So everyone's at three at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Australia. Everyone's actually got
everyone's
four.
Everyone's got four.
Wow.
There's only one left.
No, tell a lie. Tell a lie. I was counting it in the wrong way. So I said Russia. I said Canada.
China.
I said China.
You said Australia.
I said Australia. And I said America, right?
Yeah.
Discount Australia. Australia is sixth.
Oh.
So fifth is Brazil.
Oh, I got Brazil.
You got Brazil.
So
we're all tied.
You're all tied on four.
Oh my days.
So I need to do, that's why I didn't do, that's cool. Why I didn't do from 10. So
right. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. But
Rim didn't actually write USA. He wrote North America, which is a continent, not a country. I'm just going to say that.
Oh my.
I don't want to be that guy.
If we're actually VAR in the ting, North America is a continent. If we're VAR in the ting.
Whatever in it.
I'm sorry, innit?
If we are,
he I'm just sorry. It's dog eat dog. Yeah, he was. Fam, I'm sorry. It's dog eat dog. I looked at your board.
Yeah, North America. That North America is US and Canada collated.
Fair. All right, cool. I expect that from Scum.
From Scum.
Yeah. Let's go. Carry on. All
right, all right. So it's.
What did I do? Wait.
No, you called it. You called it right. You called
and
it right.
I'm Scum.
You called it. You called it right. Just have you. Wow. Have your game in it.
So. Are you so you're forfeiting that, yeah? So that means you got three. So it's a tiebreaker between Rem, Jimmy and Ellis. And now I've already given you Man Australia, obviously. I want you to give me the rest, the other four. All right, Ellis, let's go with you.
Got Nigeria.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with Germany still. New Zealand. That was just like a panic one. Afghanistan.
I didn't even think about Middle East.
James?
I've gone Japan, South Africa, Nigeria, Indonesia.
Oh yeah, it's done for you. Yeah, you.
I don't know.
Yeah, you've got it.
I don't know.
I'll let the game master speak.
Come on, I'm shaking. I told you I didn't care about it. I don't care about anything
else. Okay, I'm going to tell you what 7 to 10 are.
Okay.
So obviously I've given you Australia.
Yeah.
Which was 6. Number 7 is India. Which
no. Oh, India, bro, you stupid.
Oh my God, literally.
Are you stupid?
Why didn't I?
Are you stupid?
He's so competitive.
Are you actually fucking dumb, bro? So bait.
Literally, it was there.
It is.
Fuck's sake.
India.
Oh, for God's sake, man.
Yeah. Number 8, Argentina.
I was going to write Argentina.
But you
I was
didn't.
Actually going to write Argentina, bro.
But you didn't, bro.
Whatever, man. What's the rest?
Number 9, Kazakhstan. And number 10, Algeria. So none of you got 7 to 10.
Okay.
But...
the closest.
I'm gonna keep
going.
Okay.
Jesus. Number 11.
How embarrassing. India, man.
Number 11, Congo. Fair. Number 12, Saudi Arabia.
Damn. Okay.
Number 13, Mexico.
I was gonna write Mexico.
Number 14. One of you put this down as well. One of you put number 14 down.
Okay.
And one of you get the point.
It's gonna be Ellis.
Drum roll. And the country is Indonesia.
Oh, fuck.
Thank
yeah.
Fuck.
Then it goes Sudan, Libya, Iran, Mongolia, Peru, Chile. You stayed with Germany and you failed with Germany.
Yeah.
Literally.
So yeah, you get that 1 point by a hair, like an anomaly.
That's an embarrassment.
Yeah, so it's
I'm not proud of that point.
5-5-2. We go again next week.
Jesus, this is getting India, bro.
Yeah.
India. Yeah.
India should have potentially been in some of our top five.
Yeah, it should have been in the top five.
Yeah, never mind 6 to 10.
Yeah, there we go. You know, saying you every day, guys. Hope you guys go at home.
Right, we're moving on to an Am I the Asshole, yeah?
Me, age 20, and my girl, 21. Both met in college, and we've been together for about 3 years. In the beginning, we were like rabbits, always intimate with each other. Fast forward two years, and it started to die off, and I really don't know the reason why. It was like 3 times a month. Then on Christmas of last year, we found out she was pregnant. And at the time, I told her that I wasn't financially, mentally, or emotionally ready for a baby. I thought we came to an arrangement that we weren't ready for a baby. But then in like 2 weeks, she decided that she wanted to keep it regardless of the repercussions and said it was against her belief. Big man, she ain't had no beliefs before that. But anyways... back on topic, after she was like 3 months pregnant, we had sex twice and after that it was dead, which okay. I think he's trying to say.
Okay, cool.
No sex for the whole pregnancy. And I was told some women don't really have sex when they're pregnant, but fast forward, our baby is 6 months and still nothing. Mm-hmm. No head, barely any kissing. I confronted her about it and she said she really isn't a sexual person.
Oh, dear.
But I said it wasn't like that in the beginning and she said that was then. Am I the arsehole for wanting to find it somewhere else? Sorry if it was long to summarize, blah, blah, blah. So it was like 9-10 months of no sex with my partner and we were always on each other. I'm fiending, boys, help me out. So
He's fiending.
Summary, he's 20, she's 21. They've been dating for 3 years They're very young.
That's young.
They were together for 3 years. They were always fucking like rabbits. Fast forward 2 years later, it started to die off. They were having sex a couple times a month. In Christmas rolling around, they found out she was pregnant. He wasn't ready financially, mentally, or emotionally for the baby. They thought they were going to come to an agreement. She was like, fuck it, I'm going to keep the baby because of my beliefs. He's saying, big man, you didn't have beliefs in the first place. They had sex a couple times during the pregnancy. And then fast forward 6 months after the baby was born, still no head, no nothing, no touching, barely any kissing. He confronted her. She said, I'm not really a sexual person. And she's saying, he said, oh, but it wasn't like that in the beginning. Is he the asshole for trying to find it somewhere else?
Obviously, in my opinion, it depends how he goes about finding it somewhere else.
Of course.
if you're going to be upfront and just be like, big man, I'm here for it. Mm. I think I told you this when I was like 17 or something like that. I was going out with like a Christian girl. Mm-hmm. And she said, I think I want to be celibate. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I was like, well, obviously you want to be single and celibate. Yeah. Because I'm not doing that.
Yeah. And she was like, what?
And she was like, wow. Yeah. Like, you actually don't love me at all. And I'm like, I love you dearly.
Yeah.
I thought I did.
Yeah.
I love you dearly.
Yeah. But I love sex.
Yeah, fact.
Yeah, I'm a human being.
It's important to me. Just, I don't want to have a girlfriend where I'm just chit-chatting and fapping at home.
Yeah.
That's dead.
It is dead. And I feel like it's very, very different if you guys have both come to a mutual agreement. You're both like faithful or religious, or you're trying to go on this journey together, and you both come to an agreement and say, let's be celibate for X and see how long we can do. Mm-hmm. But if you on your own go your separate way and be like, you get into a relationship, you've been bagging. And
facts.
Then tomorrow, all of a sudden, I'm going to be celibate. But we're still together, by the way.
Yeah.
But you just ain't touching me.
I'm changing the goalposts.
Yeah.
And you're just going to have to play this new game.
You're just going to have to firm it and learn a new tactic. Because
formation. You signed up for me.
For me, long term.
And I'm an evolving specimen.
Yeah.
So you best evolve with me.
You best follow.
Yeah. Nah, never.
Nah, bro.
I'll tell you, I'm looking to clap someone's cheeks.
Sam, or I'm doing own goals. One of the two.
Facts, bro.
One of the two. So you can't, there's no way you can just be like, oh, I'm going to be celibate and expect my man to be, oh yeah, cool, whatever.
Well, yeah, so she's going to, I'm not, first of all, I'm not having this chit chat about I'm not a sexual person. I'm not entertaining this chit chat for a second. Yeah. There's different stages. So obviously like he said it was getting butters before she even got pregnant, right?
Yeah.
So obviously post-pregnancy, it's understandable. Her body's changed. Her hormones have changed. She's not getting any sleep. Mm. She doesn't feel pain. Mm. There's nothing sexy about what's going on in this house.
Yeah.
We're young and we're broke and we're dumb and we're looking after a ute. Mm. There's nothing sexy about this. Mm-hmm. So if you're not feeling sexual, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he said this was happening after 2 years of bang, 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 bang. And then she was like, I'm just not feeling it anymore. 3 years. Jesus. It was two years of clapping and then one year of buzz.
Yeah, 1 year of buzz.
Yeah. So yeah, if that's the case, I'll just address it. And if she's like, I'm not a sexual person, that's easy. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's fine. Because I obviously am. Mm. So where do we go from here?
Facts.
I'm gonna let you answer this for me.
Yeah. We're open.
Yeah. I'm gonna let you answer this. Where do we go from here?
Yeah,
because I'm a very sexual person. You can see that. I clearly don't want to go elsewhere because I've been trying to move to you. Mm. You're my girl and you're banging.
Facts. You're my woman.
You got family, and it turns me on.
I need that.
You're my wife and it turns me on.
What are we saying?
What are you doing about it?
Do you want another one or not?
Yeah, I'll give you anything. I got you.
Yeah, facts.
Run me that skin.
Facts.
I want you.
Facts. You shouldn't be turning me
down. Yeah, I've seen you bent up squeezing human beings out here, and I don't care.
I need that again.
I want it again. Run me that.
What are we saying?
And if you're just like, nah, I'm not on it.
I'm a sexual person.
Then I say, all right, cool. Well, daddy needs to find something. Daddy's thirsty and Mountain Dew ain't cutting.
I need a Kilimanjaro.
Facts.
Mountain Dew ain't covering it, bro.
Mountain Dew ain't cutting it, bro.
I need something else.
I need something hydrating.
Yeah, facts, man.
So what are we going to do? How are we going to work this out?
How are we going to address this?
Yeah.
And if she answers, oh, but babe.
You're not banging anyone else.
It's just me, you know. And then,
I say less.
I guess we're going to have to part ways or something more. Facts. It's going to be an open relationship.
Fam. And this is the thing as well. Like, I want to know. That's the thing. I have to hear the whole story.
Yeah.
Because this is like, I'm not a sexual person.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, cool. Let's just have like a judgment-free conversation.
Yeah.
And big man ting, if we break up and if you find someone else, because I'm assuming you like being in a relationship, you like guys.
Yeah.
You better go in there telling them you're not a sexual person.
Facts.
And if you can't be honest with me, don't lie to me and say, I'm going to do that. Mm. Look me in my face. Because it's basically done now anyway.
Yeah, facts.
So just tell me anyway, like if you find someone else, are you gonna find that itch again, or is it me? Because if it's me, I'd rather just know
just
that it's
tell me.
Don't
lie to me and say, it's like we've had this conversation before when you said, oh, I don't like sucking dick.
Oh,
you don't like sucking my dick.
Yeah, you like sucking someone's
dick.
You
like someone sucking someone's dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, come on, bro.
Because yeah, like, I'll do anything for someone that I'm attracted to.
Facts.
I'll bury my face in the ass.
Facts.
I'll bury my face in there.
Facts.
But if I'm not a notorious ass eater.
Facts.
But run me the right skin.
Facts.
I'll dive in
there. So I can't not say I'm not a sexual person.
Yeah. Because find me the right something.
Yeah, and I'm going to do something.
Yeah. I'm a free up something.
Yeah, facts.
So yeah, it's I need you to tell me it's me.
Mm,
because I'm certain it is, because we had 2 years of raunch.
It definitely has to be me. And just tell me I'd rather you tell me the truth. And then don't just hide behind the guise of us having a baby and you saying not sexual and all of this and all of that. I get it. But just tell me, bro.
Tell me, because it only allows, it will hurt me.
But it allows us both to just go
move on, I can better myself.
Better myself, and I'll probably be a much better father for this kid,
bro.
And this our I'll get family
I'll
dynamic.
I'll get my life together.
Do you know what I mean?
I'll get my life together.
You know what I mean?
I'll grow a beard. Yeah. I'll go gym. I'll start taking steroids.
Do everything.
I'll do everything. I'm drinking bare water every day. I'll be sleeping right because I don't have to deal with this shit.
Oh, and I dare you to tell me your sexual growth has come back. When you see me,
yeah,
when I come in to pick up our son,
yeah.
I dare you to try and scratch my chest. I dare you.
Yeah.
I'll swat your hand.
I'm a stone heavier.
Yeah.
I'm a stone heavier.
Yeah.
I'm just using plant made all over my hair.
Everywhere.
I'm glistening always. There's not a bag under these eyes.
Facts.
If I get my 8 hours.
Facts.
And
no blemishes, nothing.
Crystal skin.
Facts, bro.
And my money's up.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare
try and tell me, or I'm sexual again.
Don't touch me.
Yeah. What was all that chat about being a family? I'm like, no.
We miss
it.
You. Come home, the kids miss
we
you.
Miss you.
Nah. I'm deep in it.
I would have to come back.
Yeah, bro.
I would have to.
I'm banging her again, bro.
I was just imagining her opening the door in like a nice
mani-pedi
done, smelling buff, but looking nonchalant.
She's had the whole weekend to herself to pamper herself up. I'm dropping off Junior. I said, do you want to stay for a bit?
Oh, I put the kettle on. Do you want a little sun? Do you want something to drink?
It's a nice sunny day, man. I've got some Pims outside.
Yeah, come to the garden. You remember the garden.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come just relax. It's been a long day.
Excuse the grass. It hasn't had a man's touch in a while. We need a man around here.
We get lost in this.
We try shit. We're going to hell, bro.
Fuck.
Because in that scenario, baby mama was getting clapped.
Oh, she's definitely having baby number 2. Oh, the nut.
Yeah.
Because she will stare at you.
Facts.
She'll be doing things she ain't done in 3 years.
Yeah. You brought her back. And she's holding another you, and the cycle starts again.
It starts all over again. Oh, my days. I'd bury a nut in her.
Facts.
Bury my nut in her. Just roll off.
Oh.
I know the layout of the yard anyway. Let me just go clean up.
PNC will murk you.
Yeah.
The PNC will murk you. Because she'll lay there with her legs in the air for ages. You know what we do?
She's trying to get that number 2.
What are you doing? She got a pillow under her back, legs are up, and she's just bouncing.
She's trying to let that
worm
its way through.
What are you doing?
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'll draw for the shower head.
Spray it all out of her. Draw for the shower head. That's hilarious. Oh, my days, bro. Oh, my days.
But yeah, wait, also, he wants to fuck anyone else. Yeah, man. Do
what you need to do, but as long as you guys have had the conversation, if you fuck someone else behind her back,
you're a waste man,
but also again, it's what's that thing you say? Ignorance is bliss at it. Like if you don't fuck up the household, then maybe. But just have the conversation, see where it goes, and then go from there, man. See where it goes.
Yeah. Have the conversation and then, like, literally see where it goes. Let your intentions be known.
Facts. Be 100% honest with each other and then go from there.
If she's like, I need you and I love you, but I just don't want sex and I also don't want you banging anyone else, it might have to be a prosy thing.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
This is dark.
It's a dark
road. It might have to be a prosy thing.
Yeah. A young escort.
It's
long.
Just tackling needs.
Yeah. Facts,
we're just facilitating needs
facts,
out here.
Bro.
We're going home.
Yeah.
We're getting the poison out and we're going home.
Getting good 8 hours and running it back tomorrow night.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
He didn't get that far, by the way.
Say that again.
He didn't get that far. She found messages in his phone and then had to lock it off.
No.
Where's this?
Yeah. He sent two separate messages. So I sent to Fuegs the first bit and I saw underneath the second bit. He said, oh, actually, that's.
Can you read it for us?
I haven't got it here.
Okay, cool.
I screenshotted it to Fuegs, the first bit. But he said, literally three sentences was just like, yeah. Actually, she found messages in my phone, had to allow it.
So he didn't have the conversation. He just went the wormy way.
He tried to go. He was on his way to go
to facilitate
down, to facilitate the needs, but damn. He didn't get that far.
She clocked it. And what happened? She locked it?
She locked it and he said, I just don't even know what to do now.
Damn.
Should have waited for our response, bro.
He didn't even wait.
Should have waited for the response, bro.
He was jonesing, bro.
Yeah.
He sent that this month as well. That's not even old. He sent that this month. You could have waited.
Damn, bro. Sorry, G.
My bad, bros. It's all right.
And that's not even our bad.
It's not our bad.
He said, help me, and then just started texting yats.
Yeah, but he's hungry, bro.
Of course he's hungry, but come on, man. Wait.
Yeah.
You've been waiting years.
True.
Wait a few more weeks. We're going to get there.
True.
Jesus.
All right, there you go then. It is what it is. All right, I've got a quick thread. What was the quickest job you quit and how long? I worked at a liquor store and quit after 4 hours. One of the customers yelled at me because he asked for a bottle that was on the left side and I turned to the right because it was literally my first day. So obviously I didn't know where the shit was. The manager miscounted my till and yelled at me when I told her.
First of all, man said he doesn't know his left and right because it's his first day.
No. No, bro. My man asked for a bottle which was on the left, but she walked to the right because obviously she didn't know where the bottle was because it was her first day. Not her not knowing what her left and right is.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I see. I thought you were saying, hey, ask for something that's on the left. Can I get the bottle on the left? And she turned to the right. And she's like, obviously I don't know. It's my first day.
No.
All right, say less.
Probably didn't know where the product was, so she's looking. Yeah, that's what I meant.
And the customer said, "What are you doing?
What are you doing?
It's over there."
I would have been so struck with fear.
I'll take my apron off immediately.
Like, what's all this, bro?
Stop shouting at me.
All right, 2.5 days. The only time I've quit like that. Door to door sales in a wealthy neighborhood, except it was about people changing over for more cheaper and environmental friendly electricity.
Here we go.
It literally benefited them. Got screamed at by an old man for being a liar and a whore.
Is it a guy or a girl, do you know?
A girl wrote this.
Being a liar and a whore.
Called a liar and a whore.
You're trying to sell, man. It's not cheaper, you're a liar.
Sell man some electricity.
Wow, you're on my doorstep selling skin. You whore.
You whore.
Get away from me.
Before my wife sees. And then you, come back later.
Yeah, come on. Sell me something.
Yeah, sell me something. I'll sign up.
I got money for you.
Quit a job at CVS 2 minutes after my first day during college. The manager said, this is the busiest CVS in the Southeast region. I said, okay, and left.
Facts. It's not a turn on.
It's not a turn on.
That's a fear.
You can't tell me.
Tell me it's the most quiet.
Facts, bro. Let me ease into it.
Yeah. It's the busiest even. Nah.
Southeast region.
Nah. I'm out. I'm immediately out.
That's a lot of pressure.
I'm immediately out.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, I know you're out. That's jokes. Worked at this freezer warehouse for one and a half minutes. I was in the cooler freezing my ass to death and she was like, are you ready to go in the freezer? I said, what the fuck are we in? She was like, oh, that's just the cooler. The freezer is ice cold. I took my warm suit off and left.
What the fuck are we in?
Bro.
That's something you would say.
What the fuck are we in?
This is a cooler. The freezer's ice cold. This is not a working environment.
Facts.
This is not a working environment. No, I'm not going in the freezer.
HR needs to be involved.
Nah, bro.
Facts. This guy put Bed Bath and Beyond. I left during my lunch. They wanted me to climb ladders.
Oh my God.
I worked at Urban Outfitters for 2 days. One was training and one was on the floor. That was enough for me. They still haven't paid me.
Damn.
hospitality. Retail is long.
Retail's the worst.
Retail is long. I quit Smoothie King after 2 weeks. Weird trauma dump. Manager didn't give me the keys to open. I was opening up by myself and then I had to yell at a customer about something. So I just walked out. They weren't fucking up my new beginnings and not paying me enough for all the drama.
Damn, bro.
My new beginnings, you know. That's how you know you're trying to turn a new leaf. Quit Chick-fil-A on a college campus after not getting a lunch break. My manager never taken into account I had classes, and my boss trying to guilt trip me into staying because I can't just quit in the real world. Like, babes, this is just a Chick-fil-A.
I hate when they come with that condescending bullshit. You can't just quit in the real world, you know. Watch me.
I can do what I want in the real world.
Watch me.
It's my life.
This is the real world.
Yeah, facts, bro.
Am I working? Yes or no?
It's the real world. I do what I want, when I want.
Oh, God.
I worked at Taco Bell for 6 hours. The men in the kitchen were thirsty. Once they called me fresh meat, and I was gone. Bro, women get
they
it.
Get
hospitality.
Fam.
I've been in the belly of the hospitality beast, and women just get moved to and talked to like their actual scran.
Really?
Yeah, it's especially the chefs. Like
the female chefs? Or the chefs are the bastards?
The female chefs get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
The male chefs are pricks.
Oh,
like,
God.
Male chefs act like they
look at Ellis.
You know, I lie. Male chefs act like they've never seen a woman before.
I swear.
Yeah, because obviously, 7 to 8 times out of 10, a lot of kitchens aren't open kitchens. They're like either underground. You can't see the kitchen
in the restaurant.
Basically. But the ones that are open, oh my days.
Mm.
Chefs act like they've just not seen titty before or they've not had gal before. It's crazy.
And they just say just mad sexual harassment stuff.
They say the maddest things. Maybe obviously not to the women, but to the other men around them. And obviously I'm privy to hearing a lot of stuff.
Jesus.
It's crazy, bro.
Jesus.
Some of the stuff that they say, they want to do to these women is, Ellis, you know, right? I'm not chatting shit. It's crazy, bro.
They're fucking animals.
They're absolute
honestly.
Animals, bro.
Swear.
Yeah, chefs are notorious animals.
I think it's because they've been stuck. They're stuck in like a kitchen and like with men mostly
exactly.
all day.
It's hot
so they're just,
there.
Honestly, yeah. They're insane.
They just want to release something.
Really? Like, it's a high stress job.
Yeah, one touch. It'll fit.
Damn, does chefs get pum? Because I know other waiters and stuff get pum. And managers get pum, right?
Yeah, chefs are sneaky because chefs find a good way to get pum.
Yeah.
But most chefs always have wives or girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is, if they, let's say for example, let's say I'm a ting, right? Let's say I'm the chef.
Yeah, yeah,
let's
yeah.
Say I'm the chef and you're a new ting, right?
I knew you were gonna switch it.
Let's say I'm the chef and you're a new ting, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got a missus, whatever. I'm doing my ting, I'm head chef, but I've seen you're like a new receptionist.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And you've got your uniform. And
I'm just eager to please.
Yeah, you're eager to be and you're looking good. You're looking hip. Thick and your uniform.
Because I'm dressing up.
Yeah, yeah. It's your first day.
My first day, I need to impress everyone. My hair is smelling amazing.
Everything.
Yep.
You're walking around,
yep.
You're learning everything. Someone's teaching you and stuff. That person, let's say Rem works for me already or works in the restaurant already. Rem's introducing you to everyone because you're the newbie, right? Rem introduces you to me. Like, hi, I'm Fuhai, I'm head chef, blah, 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 blah. And you know, just do a little ting, 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 you know. And as days go by or hours go by, I'm be like, anything you need, just let me know. If you're hungry, let me know.
Okay.
If you need anything, just let me know. I'm the head chef here. I can sort you. I can look after you.
You'll get me with the hungry.
I'll look after you.
Yeah, you'll get me with
so
the hungry.
So one day you'll come in now, you'll start your shift. Let's say you've got a morning shift, right? Or let's say you've got a morning shift. You've not eaten. You're just running through. You can check. It's one of them ones where you're just busy. Chef already have a little brekkie ready for you on the side.
That's tasty.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hungry for lunch. He's not going to make anyone else food, whatever, but he'll make you a little something on the side.
Okay.
Do you know
and
what I'm
he's
saying?
He's got a girlfriend.
He's got a girlfriend.
And I'm thinking, why is he doing this for me?
But it's how he gets you.
Yeah, as a chef.
I'm quick with the banter.
Mm.
I'm flirtatious with it. This is my lifestyle. I've been doing this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's normal for
me. Yeah, you're in the kitchen. You can take the heat.
I can literally take
the heat.
No one's looking down at me.
Yeah.
I'm looking up at
Down you
at
run this whole establishment.
I run this whole dance. No one can chat shit. You need anything, come talk to me. I'm going to give you food every day. Every day, you hungry? I got you. You thirsty? I'll ask one of the bartenders to get you a little something. That's how it
Friday. Friday, I'm bro, gawking now.
That's how it happens, bro.
Yeah, keep feeding me.
So like staff parties or like when everyone goes out as a group, then you actually connect.
When they're letting
talk.
The hair down?
Exactly.
Yeah, I see you out of them whites.
Yeah. Let me grab you a drink at Albert Schloss. And we go from there.
Nah, it's too cheeky.
Exactly. That's how it happens, bro. You're there already, bro.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
Chefs, that's how chefs get pussy.
And then I bang you and you blame me.
Facts, bro. You bang
me. I've got a girlfriend.
And it's awkward. I've got a girlfriend.
For
a few days.
You seduced me.
Yeah.
I've got family at home.
It's awkward for a few days and they run it back or find a new target. Facts, bro. They run it back or find a new target.
All of a sudden, I'm not getting dishes anymore.
Yeah.
And I want to know what's going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, all of a sudden you've got an attitude. You're not getting lunch anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just giving me apple slices.
I'm talking over you. I'm talking to the group now. I'm not focused on you anymore. When we're doing taste tests and stuff, I'm skipping you.
Okay, see,
I've got a new target.
Yeah, nah, that's scary hours, bro.
That's what these men do.
Damn.
When you're willing to play nice, I might run your food back again.
Okay, see, now you can't do that to me.
You're hungry, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're working a 12-hour shift, aren't you?
And you're only earning £7 an hour.
Yeah,
you can't even afford to eat here.
Bro, you're hungry, aren't you?
Nah, okay, stop. You look like you've played that before.
Yeah, try this duck chow mein.
You ain't had that like that. You know that's my favorite. You know. With that plum sauce, you know that's my favorite, you son
had,
of a bitch.
You ain't had nothing like that before.
Ah!
Have some of this duck chow mein.
Yeah, say less.
I made it fresh.
Yeah. As in you. Yeah! Careful, it's hot. Stop it!
Hospitality. I can't remember what we were talking about, bro. What were we talking about?
About quitting jobs.
Fuck yeah!
I don't know how we got on this.
Wow.
Yeah, we need help.
Wow.
That's twice in one episode.
Wow. All right. Spin off from the question. Have you guys ever? What's the job you've quit like the fastest?
I'll go last because we know where this is going.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't think Rem's ever quit a job in his life.
You've never quit a job?
Well, he has, obviously.
Yeah, I left that spot where
the kids
spat yogurt in my mouth. I left there.
But you were there for a minute, though.
I was there for about 18 months, yeah.
Oh, right. Fair play.
I came down to London to live in London, yeah.
Fair play.
Oh, so you only quit because you were moving?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I wasn't moving to London, I would still be there now. I wouldn't still be there now. I would have stayed longer.
As long as you needed to.
I was just taking L's every
say
day.
Say less. Say less.
You're tolerant, fam.
You do have to.
Ellis, you don't seem like a quitter either.
I've been boring. Honestly, all my jobs, I've stuck with them for like minimum for like 2 years. Genuinely. My first ever job I got, I was like 15. Stayed there till I was 70. It's crazy. Yeah, boring, man.
That's not boring, bro.
It is a bit because like loads of people I've met like my age and stuff, Jesus, they've had jobs, like loads. They've tried everything. Mm.
It is what it is, bro. Mine was the door-to-door sales thing.
Oh yeah, how long did you do that for?
Not long, bro. I remember I did it the summer of third year. So it's when we all lived in Grafton. Is it Grafton?
Yeah.
So the summer before we all moved into Grafton, is the summer I did that door-to-door sales because I came back to Cov like a month early.
I remember.
Something like that. And I was
remember living, you
I
was were growing your
like,
beard.
Yeah, I was living in that yard, that cold yard. That cold, fucking, barren, empty yard.
I remember, bro. No I came to visit you and you're just listening to Ed Sheeran. That's all I remember. You had a patchy beard and you were listening to Ed Sheeran.
No internet and a swollen dick. That's all I had going for me. I was fapping, bro.
Bro, I remember you said, because you brought a ting round. And I remember, do you remember? You brought someone round. Yeah, yeah, I know, yeah. I'm not going to make it.
I genuinely don't remember.
You brought a certain person round.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You said she slapped you up and you said stop.
For the life of me,
you said stop and told her to go.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I remember. You said you were Blosky, bro.
Oh, swear.
And you let her come through. She was a Cov local. You know who it is, bro.
As soon as you said Cov local, I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't even remember the scenario.
I remember you telling me exactly that. I remember it's the same day. I saw you listen to Ed Sheeran.
Oh my days, yeah.
Well, yeah, that was a few weeks you did that for, right? Or was it less than that?
Probably less. I remember doing the induction and everything, and I was gassed about, obviously, you know, I'm a money man. When it comes to figures, you tell me something about money, I'm interested.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were like, you have to go door to door to door in this. And they said, the commission is buff and blah, blah, blah. I can't remember for the life of me what I was selling. But I did it once with someone. So I was chaperoning, I was chaperoning them.
Mm.
And they were going door to door to door just so I can get the routine of things. Then I did it once by myself, I remember. And it's somewhat of a script you have to do. So I was fumbling what I had to say. I can't be arsed for this.
Yeah,
for months, nah.
Yeah.
I quit.
I'm not embarrassing myself at every door.
Yeah. Every door.
Nah.
Every door.
Nah,
I quit after 2 weeks, bro.
No. I've quit jobs, brother.
Oh, yeah, of course you have.
So I quit. I think the shortest one I did, so most of the jobs I've quit were these like summer jobs that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to your door-to-door. I think I told you, man, before, my mum would always make me work in a warehouse.
Yes.
So in Northampton, there's bare warehouses, bro. Bare factories, bare warehouses. Mm. And like, obviously certain parts of the country you live in, there's always like bare of one thing.
Yeah.
So people will always get jobs doing a certain thing based on the city you're in. Northampton, warehouses, bro. Mm. So all it is just like loading lorries or like packing boxes and like having it shipped off, just warehouse bullshit, bro. Mm-hmm. One time I didn't even make it to the first shift.
Yeah.
I went in there one summer and this was probably like third year. Because it was like one of them ones where it's like, this is the third year on a trot. I mean, third or fourth year on a trot, I'm being forced to do this.
Yeah.
I got a job to get my mum off my back. It was working nights. The first night they called me in, I drove to a car park and just chilled there.
Oh,
told my mum was going to work, drove to a car park and went to sleep in my car, bro.
Wow, really?
I couldn't do it, bro. I was dressed up in my high-vis. And my boots.
You drove to a car park.
Drove
and slept.
To an empty car park, reclined and slept.
I would have told my mum I'm not going. That's dangerous behavior. Bro.
There was no telling my mum I'm not going. I promise you, there was no telling my mum I'm not going. I went there on my first day. Yeah. Slept. Then because it was agency work, they bell you when they want you.
Yeah.
So I went to that first day, came back like 8 a.m. next day. Mum was like, oh, how was it? And I'm like, oh, it was hard, man. Yeah. It's fucking hard. Mm. She was like, oh, well, I'm proud of you. Mm. I'm like, gang, safe. Mm. Went up to bed, pretended to sleep.
Yeah,
I've been sleeping.
Alert.
I was awake.
Yeah.
Pretended to sleep till my mum went work. Gallivanted the whole day.
Yeah.
They bailed me again the next day, hang up the phone. My mum said, well, I'll go on work. I said, mum, they're not bailing me.
Yeah, it's agency thing.
Yeah, she was like, you need to bail them, you need to chase them. Mm. I was like, mum, I am. Mm. I'm bailing, I've been bailing them.
Yeah.
I want to work.
Yeah, I need the money.
Yeah, I need the money. Yeah, you see what I'm dealing with.
Like, facts.
Yeah. I need the money and they're just not calling me. Yeah. She was like, oh, fuck, fair enough. Damn. Fucking fair enough. Skipped around that summer. I had no petrol in my car, but I skipped around, bro. Couldn't do it. So that was the shortest one. Didn't even make it to day one.
Yeah.
The next one was another agency thing where some guy was just being rude to me, bro.
Yeah.
Another warehouse thing. It was at like a parcel service. So they had bare letters.
I think you told
for Royal Mail. So it might be for Royal Mail. So it was like a parcel service. They had this machine with a million letters.
Yeah, you
and then basically
said,
it will dive. It goes into postcode order, and it's got these huge fucking machines bigger than this whole room, and you have to like run. And then it's got like 10 rows all across, all the way there. And brother, you got to run up and down this machine because as it sorts the letters into postcode, like it can fit like 10 letters per little box. Mm-hmm. So you have to be like, empty, put that in a box, wait for the next one, empty. You're running for like 8 hours.
Oh my God.
And then if too many boxes get full,
yeah,
the machine backs up
and
it starts going beep, 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 beep. Yeah. And then you have to get bare people over to start unloading the thing. It happened like 4 times in the space of 10 minutes.
For you?
Yeah. And some brother was like, what are you doing, bro?
He's a Polish brother.
Yeah, Polish brother. And I was like, bro, this is impossible. This is impossible.
You would have been flustered.
Bro, I was sweating.
I would have been sweating.
I was sweating. I was like, when does it slow down? Yeah. And he was like, bro, we're just getting started. And that was the first hour of the day.
Nah.
And I was like, bro, you've got to be joking me. You've got to be joking. I'm not doing this anymore, bro. I'm not doing it, man. And then like, he was like, and you're putting them. He went through the box.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I dashed the letters.
Oh,
he said, they're in the wrong order.
Oh my days.
And I said, can't you read English?
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, excuse me?
Trigger, yeah.
Excuse me? Get the fuck out my face, bro. I went ham on him.
Yeah, I know. I remember you.
I remember saying, I will knock you. I will literally knock you out. Can I read English, bro? I can't understand a word you're saying to me. I walked out that day.
Yeah, I bet, bro.
So I took off my high vis, dashed on the floor, walked out, bro.
I bet.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, that's true. I got two more from the thread and then we'll wrap up.
All right, cool.
So she said, this one said, McDonald's, I quit after like a month. On my last day, some lady threw her food at me and I couldn't take it anymore. Threw her food at me, Pete. Chipotle, worked one day. My friend told me you smelled like Chipotle and I never went back.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Bro, 90% of them were fast food.
Yeah, facts.
Bro. Fast food people go through it.
Yeah,
I'm not working in fast food,
I've never done fast food, but obviously worked in restaurants, worked in retail, tried to do this door-to-door thing. Yeah, I've done some.
I've done a few things, boy. I did the bartending thing, locked that off. Mm. But they sacked me.
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't coming in.
Deloitte sacked me.
Deloitte sacked you, boy. Yeah. Where else have I worked? I did the last job, obviously. before I did this full time. Yeah, sales and whatnot. Yeah, sales team. Sacked that off, obviously, to do this. Yeah, boy, I've quit everything.
Yeah.
I've quit everything I ever did. Apart from this,
yeah,
this is the longest job I've ever had. I'm just deep in it now. This is the longest. This is the longest job I've ever had.
This probably is the longest job I've ever had as well. Yeah, I was in Grill on the Market for under 3 years, Australasia for under 3 years, Ivy for under 3 years. Yeah, and we've been doing this for 3 years plus.
Yeah,
this is the longest job I've ever had.
Damn.
Wow. Context. Wow.
Nice. Right, guys. I think that's a nice sign out.
That is a nice sign.
Thank you very much, guys. We appreciate you. Happy Monday.
Fun day.
Enjoy the rest of your week and love, love, love.
Gang, gang.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.